Welcome to the Paperless Productivity Podcast, where we give you the tips, tricks, and know-how to solve your biggest workflow challenges and bring greater productivity into your workplace every day. I think I know how your morning goes each day. You pick up your phone, and right away you start checking your emails. You start looking for news that happened overnight, trying to find out all the information that you might have missed or that you want to catch up on. So you grab your phone, you start going through everything. Then you get to your office, and all you see is a mound of paper sitting there waiting for you at your desk. And maybe that might be your only reminder that paper even still exists. So much of what we get from our daily lives, our news, our email, everything, comes in electronic form now. But when you're sitting there waiting for files to come across your desk, when you're waiting for a coworker to bring back some important piece of information, it just can't wait for paper. You need that instant access to your work files the way that you have that instant access to your email and to your news. What if you could combine all those things? What if you could have that instant, easy, real-time access to the things that you need every day for your work? Well, guess what? You can. And that is what the Paperless Productivity Podcast is all about. If you're just discovering this podcast, this episode will give you all the details about what you can expect from the Paperless Productivity Podcast and how we hope you and your workplace can benefit from the information we'll share from our team of experts and guest experts in each episode. So to kick things off, I'd like to introduce you to Kevin Legister, who is a marketing manager for ImageSoft, the paperless process people. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Kate. I'm excited to kick off this podcast with you.
Excellent. Same here. All right. So first, let's talk for just a moment about who ImageSoft is and why it's powering this podcast.
So ImageSoft is about a 22-year-old company. And, you know, we started, you know, back in the day where, you know, everybody was just dealing with paper. And the main goal at that point in time was just to get, you know, paper out of organizations so that they could access online with a computer. That was a great thing. You know, computers were bursting onto the scene. Everybody was getting a PC on their desktop. And that's kind of where we started. But since then, we've kind of migrated more to this more of an automated approach. So once you take, you know, a company paperless where they're no longer dealing with paper, you know, what do you do then? How does your business process work? Because so many of the things that we do, you know, in our lifetime revolves around paper. And once you take that out of the mix, you need to do something a little bit differently. So that's what we've been about. That's what we do. We've been focusing on many different industries. And whether it's in the government or specifically the court industry, or we've been doing things with insurance companies. We've done some things with educational firms and higher education. So we've worked across all different industries in terms of helping them to go paperless and to take their process paperless as well.
That's great. All right. So what's the main drive of the Paperless Productivity Podcast? What can listeners expect to gain from the information that will be shared?
So the whole idea about this podcast is so that people can gain insights into why would you want to go paperless? What are the steps involved in going paperless? What are some of the benefits of going paperless? And just hearing from our customers who've gone down that road before, which is a great thing to hear. You can hear about somebody else that's done this before. But also sometimes too, when you think about it, if you're in that position where you're thinking, you know, my particular department or my organization, we want to do something, you know, go paperless. That could be a big thing to bite off and chew. And so by having this podcast, we're hoping to provide some helpful hints and helpful ways that people can really learn from and apply in their own organization.
Yeah, that can be a really daunting task sometimes, mm-hmm. can't it? Yeah, to eliminate paper totally because, you know, so many businesses are so dependent upon it that to change that process can seem a little intimidating, I'm sure. So, but who's the Paperless Productivity Podcast for then? Who will benefit the most from that information shared as they go through that process?
Oh, wow. I mean, just about anybody that's, you know, in charge of a department or, in charge of a business process. It could be somebody that, you know, in the court space, for instance, it could be the court clerk or it could be the judge that's, you know, that's really interested in helping their courtroom become much more efficient and serve their constituents better. It could be someone in the insurance organization that's in charge of claims or in charge of underwriting or in charge of new business development or just, you know, any organization where they're trying to just manage the amount of, HR applications that are coming in, for instance, or managing their back office where you've got all these invoices coming in and you're doing all this keying, and you need to just find some way just to simplify this process and make it less complex. So really, there's a lot of people that can benefit from this. And also, too, if you're the leader of your organization, if you're a CEO or if you're a chief executive or whatever high-level position you may be in, you know, one of the things that we hope to share in this podcast is just, you know, to think about how things differ in terms of the thinking process you need to go through so that you can take your organization through that digital transformation and to really migrate and change to more of a paperless type of process. So I think that's really going to be the audience for this podcast.
Excellent. Yeah, there's a lot of different people that paper ends up touching and you know, people rely on each other for that information. So I can imagine that having things much more accessible is going to make it so much more easy to do business every day. Mm-hmm. Like you said, everywhere from HR to, you know, new business development, everything is touched in some way. So that's great. So how often do you think we can look forward to hearing new episodes of the Paperless Productivity Podcast?
So our plan right now is to have a podcast about twice a month. So that seems to be a good balance for us in terms of what our initial plans are. If it gets even more popular than that, then hopefully we'll be able to do more podcasts. And we're looking to have some, you know, internal experts, people who have helped organizations down that path be on this podcast. We're looking to interview some of our customers, some individuals that are in the industry that can talk about industry trends and different topics that we think would be of great interest to our listeners.
Great. Yeah, and it's just a reminder that if you hit that subscribe button in Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever medium you're listening to us in right now, you'll see our latest episodes listed right there the next time you open up that app or website. So you'll be ready to listen the next time you hop in the car or sit down at your desk or go for a run or whenever you like to listen to your podcast episodes. Now, Kevin, I know we're going to be sharing a lot of great information in these episodes. And as I just referenced, we know that not everyone is going to be sitting down, writing notes, and devoting their full attention to listening to the podcast. So they might miss some important information they want to go back and check a little later. How can our listeners do this?
That's a great question, Kate. I think the best way to get in touch with us is to go to our website, which is at imagesoftinc.com. And from there, you'll be able to not only find helpful information on our website, you can connect with us on LinkedIn. You can connect with us on Twitter. We also have a Facebook page, so you can find a little bit more about our corporate culture, in fact. So there's a number of different ways in terms of how you can connect with us. As well as if you go on our website, we have lots of opportunities for you to click on a contact here form or shoot us an email. We're going to be including show notes with all of our podcasts, so you'll be able to access those. And depending what player you're using or how you're accessing the podcast, that might show up a little bit differently. We're also going to have some things on our website as well, too, so you'll be able to access those. So when we get to each podcast, we'll also announce that. So we'll make you aware. We do know that in some organizations, you can't really stream a podcast, for instance, that they might block out your different podcast streams, but you can certainly read these online and get that information. So we're going to make this content available to you in a variety of formats to make it easy for you to consume, you know, however you're doing it, wherever and whenever you're going to, you know, access a podcast.
Yeah, that's great.
And we've got people who have got all kinds of helpful information that can answer your questions and help you take the next step in terms of, you know, your journey in terms of, you know, going into the paperless world. And we would love the opportunity to be able to talk to you.
And if anyone has any questions after the show or if they want to share a comment or a suggestion about a topic even that was discussed in an episode, where could people do this?
Well, we don't want to take any comments or questions from people. I'm just kidding.
It's all us.
Of course, we'd love to. We'll have a link in there that you'll be able to, you know, send us an email. We'll be happy to get back to you. We've got people that, you know, are really just focused on providing you with helpful information. So rather than just trying to sell you a product, you know, which is so many times what happens, you know, we're really just interested in helping you take that next step, helping you figure out what's best for your organization. And they're, you know, to be quite honest with you, you know, there's a number of customers that we've had where we've sold nothing to. We've just come in, taken a look at what they do and just really helped them to, you know, reorganize how they do things. And so they end up with a much better process. And, you know, that's just worked out really well for them. So we want to just encourage people just to click on that link, or you can go to our website. There's contact us forms where you'll be able to do that, and we'll reach out to you and we'll provide some helpful resource for you to talk to.
Yeah, and I know on the website, too, there's links to like Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and all that. That's probably a good medium as well, right? They could offer some suggestions, reach out, but lots of different ways that they could reach out to you, right?
Yeah.
Great. All right. Well, that's great. Kevin, I'm so excited to hear all of the actionable insights that are going to be shared on the Paperless Productivity Podcast. And I know our listeners will find this to be an incredible resource to solve their biggest workflow challenges and bring greater productivity into their workplace every day. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button now so that you don't miss an episode. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks again for joining us today for this episode of Paperless Productivity. This podcast is sponsored by ImageSoft, the paperless process people, which you can learn more about at ImageSoftInc.com. That's ImageSoftInc.com. Join us next time where you'll learn how to harness the power of technology, supercharge efficiency, and accomplish your organization's goals.